السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك، فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد: إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله. My noble audience, for the last few weeks, by the grace of Allah Almighty alone, we have discussed a beautiful and comprehensive saying of Nabi Akram Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that consists of many, many different types of advice that basically strengthen our social fabric. The hadith has been recorded by Imam Muslim, and the Rawi, the narrator, is Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an. Nabi Akram Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says: "Man nafasa an mu'minin qurbatan min qurabi dunya, nafasa Allahu anhu qurbatan min qurabi yawm al-qiyamah. Wa man yassara ala mu'sirin yassara Allahu alayhi fi dunya wal akhirah. Wa man satara musliman satarahu Allahu fi dunya wal akhirah." The first three ahkamat have been dealt with in the last few weeks. Basically, the first was to help your Muslim brother that is in need. The second was the relationship between the creditor and the debtor. And the third advice, hukam of the Nabi of Allah, was to conceal the faults of your fellow beings. The fourth advice in this hadith is: "Wallahu fi awni al-abd ma kana al-abdu fi awni akhi." It's a very strong statement. "Wallahu fi awni al-abd ma kana al-abdu fi awni akhi." Basically, the translation, the superficial, the apparent translation is that Allah will remain helping you as long as you help the servants of Allah. This is very similar to that verse in the Quran where Allah says, "Fadhkuruni adhkurukum." You remember me and I will remember you. You remember me and I will remember you. Now, if we need Allah to help us, and indeed we need Allah to help us, we cannot survive and we cannot succeed at any level without the aun, the nusrat, the help of Allah Almighty, then the easy formula to attract the aun, the madad, the nusrat, the help of Allah is we help the people of Allah. This is the iyal of Allah. This is the family of Allah. This is the makhluk of Allah. If we help them, Allah will help us. In relation to this, I'm going to make mention of a few ahadith so we can get a better understanding of this statement. Basically, nowadays, most of us have become self-centered. We help ourselves, we will help our wife, our children, or family. And then our help does not exceed that. So basically, if we help these people, we believe that we have exonerated ourselves from helping the makhluk of Allah. Especially those people that have migrated to this country, they will secure a good sustenance for their family, and then they will support their family back home. And that is inclusive to me as well. So basically, that is our structure and our format of helping. Helping myself, my family, and the people that are back home. Now, indeed, I'm not saying at any level that this is incorrect and this approach is incorrect. But we need to expand our horizon. Wallahu fi auni al-abd ma kana al-abdu fi auni akhi. Whenever you help your brother, Allah will help you. So if you help your family, alhamdulillah, you are inclusive to this basharat, this glad tidings. You help your family members, you will receive help from Allah. And if you help people around you, you still will get the same reward. Now the reconciliation and the practical steps that we can take is that we should leave a little bit of funds for the community as well. I know that there is great responsibility upon people that have arrived in this country. They have to support their family back home, and there is mighty reward in that as well. But a very small portion, may it be $10, $12, $15, $20, put that to the side. And if you come across a person that is in need, that needs your madad, your nusrat, you help him. And basically expand the horizon. Wherever you can do good, do not hesitate. So do not exhaust yourself that you have nothing left in your tank. Do not exhaust yourself that you have nothing in your tank. That if somebody knocks on your door, you have nothing to give. Leave a little bit. And you can make it clear to your family members back home that I need to expand my horizon. You are my responsibility. I will provide as much as I can, but I need to keep a little bit on this side. Now in relation to that two ahadith, so you can get to understanding who are the best in the eyes of Allah Almighty. Who are the best in the eyes of Allah Almighty? So the first hadith is from Dari Qutni and Jami' al-Saghir. And it has been reported by Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And it is a beautiful statement. Nabi Akareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-mu'min ya'laf wa yu'laf. Al-mu'min ya'laf wa yu'laf. وَلَا خَيْرَ فِي مَنْ لَا يَأْلَفْ وَلَا يُؤْلَفْ وَخَيْرُ النَّاسِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Now the climax of this hadith is وَخَيْرُ النَّاسِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. And whatever has been said before this is basically building up to the climax. So the Nabi of Allah says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-mu'min ya'laf wa yu'laf. A believer loves and is loved. A believer loves and is loved. So basically, expression of love. I hear this many a times when I'm counseling couples that are facing turbulence in their marriage, where the wife or the husband will say, I have never ever heard from my partner, from my husband or my wife, that they love. And then the husband and the wife will say, I love you. When there's turbulence on the plane, everyone remembers Allah. And they say it. Even the non-believers say it. فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. When the waves hit the boat, the vessel, even those that deny on dry land remember Allah. So when turbulence hits, everyone says Allah, Allah. So when you're sitting in the maktab, in the office of the imam, the turbulence has hit. Now he says, I love you. Couldn't you say this before? So not only containing love, because if you only have love inside, people will not love you. There's a very fine point that the Nabi of Allah has made. The Nabi of Allah did not say, a believer is the one who loves. But the Nabi said, the believer is the one that loves and is loved. And if you want to be loved, you have to express your love by words and by actions. Not by containing it in the heart, that when the turbulence hits, he says, I love you, it's in my heart. And basically, men are very shy to express that love. Even to their mother, even to their father. They feel hesitant to give that hug to the mother, to the father, to kiss on the forehead. Very shy to hold the hand of the wife. very shy to even say, I love you, child. We say it to the child when he's young, but when the child is 12, 13, 14, that expression disappears. We don't hear it. The Nabi of Allah says, a believer is the one who loves. But this is easy. The next part, and the one that is loved. And if you want to be the one that is loved, you have to express it. وَلَا خَيْرَ فِي مَنْ لَا يَأْلَفْ وَلَا يُؤْلَفْ. And there is no good in that person who neither loves or is loved. There's no good in that person. He may be muttaqi. Muttaqi, if we take this expression superficially, he may be muttaqi, he may appear very, very pious, but the Nabi of Allah says, if he does not love, he is brutal in the way he approaches people, he is very, very harsh in the way he expresses himself, so he is not expressing love, and in return people are not going to love him, la khair, there is no good in him. And then the Nabi of Allah, the climax. So this message is building to the climax. وَخَيْرُ النَّاسِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. And the best amongst people are those that benefit people the most. In deen and in dunya. Because basically, dunya has been taken over by deen. We don't separate dunya from deen. Whatever we are is deen. Dunya is deen for us as well. So not only providing assistance to the spiritual side, but providing assistance to the other side as well. وَخَيْرُ النَّاسِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. The best person amongst you is the one that benefits people the most. The question that I pose to myself first, and secondly to my noble crowd, is how much do we benefit people? The Nabi of Allah didn't say a'ila. The best is the one that benefits his family. No. The Nabi of Allah said the best is the one that benefits humanity. This is the first hadith. Second hadith. Imam Abi Bakr Ahmad bin Hussein al-Bahki in Fi Shu'b al-Iman, he makes mention that Nabi Akrim Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خُلُقَان يُحِبُّهُمَ اللَّهُ وَخُلُقَان يُبْغِذُهُمَ اللَّهُ. There are two qualities, special traits, special qualities that are very dear to Allah Almighty. And there are two actions or two qualities that are very, very disliked by Allah Almighty. أَمَّا الَّذَانِ يُحِبُّهُمَ اللَّهُ فَالسَّخَى وَالسَّمَاحَ. The two qualities that are liked by Allah Almighty, number one, is generosity, and secondly, good conduct. وَأَمَّا الَّذَانْ يُبْغَضَانِ. And the two evil traits that are very much disliked by Allah Almighty, فَسُوءُ الْخُلْقِ وَالْبُخْلِ. It is bad conduct and misery. Now this is the opening statement. The climax of the hadith, similar to the climax of the previous hadith, is فَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدٍ خَيْرًا اسْتَعْمَلَهُ عَلَىٰ قَضَاءِ حَوَائِجِ النَّاسِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. This is the climax. فَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدٍ خَيْرًا اسْتَعْمَلَهُ عَلَىٰ قَضَاءِ حَوَائِجِ النَّاسِ. Whenever Allah intends good for a person. Now let me pause here. What does the Nabi of Allah say? فَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدٍ خَيْرًا. If Allah intends good for a person, I will make mention in a few moments, I will return back. What does Allah do? Let me take you to another hadith. مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Very, very similar. مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. If Allah intends good for anyone, He gives them the understanding of deen. Allahu Akbar. If Allah intends good for anyone, يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ, He gives him the understanding of deen. And as we know that the most precious commodity, gift that we have is deen. Coming back to the hadith. فَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدٍ خَيْرًا. Same word. If Allah intends good for anyone, استعملهُ. Allah اسکو استعمال کرتے. استعملهُ على قضاء حوائج الناس. Allah will use him for the benefit of people. In one hadith, give him the understanding of deen. Other hadith will give him the understanding or give him the ability to help people. Meaning, helping people is a part of deen. We cannot separate this. We cannot separate any science from deen. May it be even politics. Politics cannot be separated from deen. Because deen and the laws of deen govern everything. Every department, every faculty, every facet, every movement. So we need to understand that helping people is very important. And if a person finds himself helping people, he should know that Allah has intended good for him. And good is not confined to this dunya. Because Allah has intended. Not you and me. Allah has intended. Allah has chosen the person. So basically this good will trickle down to the next domain, to the next realm, and that is life after death. Now let me give you a depiction of the practices of the most noble member of this ummah. The most noble member of this ummah. A depiction of his actions. And from the actions you will recognize how important it is to make yourself available for the nusrat of people. Deen and dunya. You will realize who I'm speaking about in a few moments. Now the hadith has been recorded by Imam Muslim on the authority of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an. Nabi Akrim Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Man asbaha minkum al-yawma sa'ima. So one day the Nabi of Allah addressed the majlis, the noble congregation of Sahaba. Man asbaha minkum al-yawma sa'ima. Who is fasting amongst you today? Qala Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala ana. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala an says, Ya Rasulullah, I am fasting. Now he's making this known to the Nabi of Allah in the midst of the Sahaba. So sometimes if you know that if your actions are to be known to people and people will be encouraged, this is not against sincerity. So in a fundraiser, if an imam stands up and he says, I give $10,000, it is okay as long as his heart is connected with Allah. Because basically his standing will allow many to stand. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was the leader. That's why in the battle of Uhud, when Nabi Akrim took shelter in the mountain of Uhud, Abu Sufyan from the bottom, who was not yet a Muslim, he said, is Umar alive? Is Abu Bakr alive? Is Muhammad alive? These were the three personalities he made mention. Because deen was attributed to these three. They were the leaders. They were the leaders of the Muslims. Everyone knew that. Even the non-believers knew that. Didn't make mention of any other Sahabi. Abu Bakr, Umar and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Man asbaha minkum al-yawma sa'ima. Is there anyone today fasting? Qala Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala an. Ana. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I am fasting. Now this will give encouragement to the other Sahaba to fast as well. Then the Nabi of Allah said that فَمَنْ أَطْعَمَ مِنْكُمُ الْيَوْمَ مِسْكِينَ. Is there anyone that has fed a person today? Is there anyone that has fed a person today? Nabi Akrim Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq said, أَنَا. Fasting for himself. But now the following is for people. And remember what the Nabi of Allah said, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ اسْتَعْمَلَهُ عَلَىٰ قَضَاءِ حَوَائِجِ النَّاسِ. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq says, Ana, I have fed a person today. فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ مِنْكُمُ الْيَوْمَ جَنَازَةً. Has anyone followed a janazah? قَالَ أَبُو بَكَرْ أَنَا. He said, yes, I have followed a janaza today. فَمَنْ عَادَ مِنْكُمُ الْيَوْمَ مَرِيضًا. Has anyone visited a sick person? قَالَ أَبُو بَكَرْ أَنَا. He says, I have visited a sick person. This is all in one day. Now this is the hadith of Muslim in which four good deeds have been highlighted. There's another hadith in Tirmizi where there is a fifth good deed, and that is reconciliation between two brothers. So the Nabi of Allah said, did anyone become an arbitrator, a qadi, a judge, a salih between two people? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq said, I. But in the hadith of Muslim, there are four good deeds. The first is, you tell me, fasting. Number two, feeding a miskeen. Number three, following the janazah. Number four, sick person. These are the four qualities. And in the hadith of Tirmizi, sulah between two people. The Nabi of Allah, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, majtama'na fi imri'in illa dakhala al-jannah. Majtama'na fi imri'in illa dakhala al-jannah. The one in whom these qualities, these good deeds are combined, he will enter Jannah. So basically, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq had kept himself free for his salvation, for the need of people. He did not only focus upon himself, but the good inside him did not allow him to rest when his brothers were in need. He helped the miskeen, he followed the janazah, and he visited the sick person. And in the other riwayat, he went out to make two brothers join together once again. Very, very important. We have confined our deen to rituals. I say this again and again, and it may be boring nowadays, but I want this to penetrate into the nucleus of your heart. We have focused only upon rituals, and we have disregarded this entire department that basically is the icing on the cake. You place a cake and it has not been decorated, it doesn't look nice. It tastes nice, but it doesn't look nice. It doesn't look nice. But if you eat it, it tastes very, very nice. Futihatil Madinatu bil akhlaq. The Nabi of Allah said it was the good conduct of the Nabi of Allah that won the hearts of the people of Medina. This was the icing on the cake. The entire package has been adorned with these good qualities that is very appealing to a person. We need to beautify ourselves. And did the Nabi of Allah say, Jazakumullah, did the Nabi of Allah say, Khayrun nas anfa'uhum lil muslimin? Khayrun nas anfa'uhum lil mu'minin? Khayrun nas anfa'uhum li ahli kitab? Did the Nabi of Allah say the best amongst you is the best that benefits Muslims or mu'mins or ahli kitab? He said, anfa'uhum lil nas. Muslims, non-Muslims, enemies, foes, friends, it doesn't matter. You help, you do the right thing. Do not hesitate. Because your reward is not from the person. Your reward is going to be packed up by Allah and delivered to your home. The person can't give you nothing. Brother Mubarak, if he gives me something, he helps me out, and he expects me to reward him, what am I going to give? At the end of the day, I make dua. Put everyone to the side. At the end of the day, the Nabi of Allah makes dua. We expect that if I help the makhluk of Allah, that is inclusive to anfa'uhum linnas, Allah will pack the reward in a beautiful package and He will deliver it to us. We will receive it. If not in this world, in the hereafter. Not in this world, in the hereafter. And basically, if we receive on this side and we don't receive on the other side, we are losers. So basically, we should say, Ya Allah, give a very small portion of that reward in this dunya, but reserve majority of the reward in the hereafter. But basically this will only happen, وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. We need to help. We need to get out there. We need to be available. We need to sacrifice our leisure time. We need to help Muslims, non-Muslims. And I believe nowadays in this community, this is our home, a lot of non-Muslims need us. Not only for deen, but to give them the package. To share with them what we experience. That sukoon, that mahabba. That sukoon. We have the sukoon. People are dying for this sukoon. This is a gift that you have to share it. Allah Rabbul Izzah give us tawfiq to understand what has been said. I could not complete the mazmoon, the topic. Inshallah, we will continue next week. Subhanakallahumma. Bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayka.